This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 249 for Wednesday, January 31st. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ice futures canola market is erasing all of Tuesday's gains and then some this morning, mainly due to weakness in comparable oils. Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil are all in the red, while European rapeseed is mostly higher. Crude oil is also down despite continuing tensions in the Middle East. The Canadian dollar is up one quarter of a United States cent compared to Tuesday's close. The March canola contract is down $6.70 per ton at $606.80. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all in negative territory. Western and central Brazil is expected to see dry conditions over the next 5 days, with dryness moving eastwards for the next 5 days after. Argentina and southern Brazil will see rains next week. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's attaché in Ukraine estimated that the country will export 29.2 million tons of corn this marketing year, up 8% from the previous year, despite the USDA's own projection of 21 million. The European Commission is planning to extend the suspension of import duties from Ukrainian exports until 2025. However, some products will have tariffs imposed if exports reach certain levels. The March corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.47. The USDA will release its monthly fats and oils report later today, with the trade estimating 206 million bushels of soybean crush in December. The trade also expects soy oil stocks to rise to 1.764 billion pounds, which would still be 23% tighter than last year. Agrisource cut its estimate for Brazil's soybean crop by 5.3 million tons at 145.3 million, despite improving growing conditions in soybean growing areas of the country. The March soybean contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.13. The USDA's attaché in Ukraine raised the country's wheat exports to 17.7 million tons, up 3% from the previous marketing year. The USDA projected 14 million tons earlier this month. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported that Argentina's wheat harvest for 2023-24 totaled 15.1 million tons, slightly lower than expected but up nearly 25% from the drought-stricken 2022-23 marketing year. ANEC reported that Brazil's wheat exports were up 5.2% year-by-year in January. A South Korean mill bought 86,000 tons of U.S. wheat, while the Philippines issued two international tenders for 40,000 to 50,000 tons of feed wheat. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.97. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.23. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.95. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 31st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.